it's been a busy morning. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read out of Ephesians 5. We'll start at verse 9. It's interesting I got this verse to how it ties into what we're talking about. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now we know what the fruit of the Spirit is, amen? The fruit of the Spirit is love. There's whole verses on that. And what love is. Long-suffering, meekness, and all that stuff, right? Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. See, we've been talking about love, the agape love. You cannot prove what is acceptable unto the Lord if you're not operating in agape love. That's all there is to it. If I come to somebody and say such and such and so, and their hocks go up and their defense goes up, they are not in agape love. They are in philios. The fruit of the Spirit is love. But the fruit of pride is self-love, self, filios. Anything that's bad comes from pride. All that is good comes from love, agape love. Verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. In other words, pride. Reprove pride. Selfishness. Anger. All the things that are bad. I mean, you can run around and you can condemn people. You can condemn women for wearing blue jeans if you want to. There are churches that do that. There are churches out there that'll condemn a woman for shaving her armpits and her legs, and I'd just soon have my wife shaved. I don't need to have hairy armpits hanging out at me all the time. If I wanted that, I'd probably... No, no, we won't even go there. The love of the Lord, say praise God. No, we won't go there. Now, there are people who accuse you of all kinds of stuff. Call it sin. And they don't realize they're not reproving the evil. They're propagating it. You know, when God said, when Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You go back and you read that. And the children of Israel, they were a bunch of disobedient, hard-hearted, stiff-necked, insignificant pieces of incivility. They were a real troop. Kind of like some churches I've been in. But anyway, complaining, murmuring, you name it. God got mad, and he sent serpents into the group. And these were poisonous serpents, and they bit the people, and people started dying. And Moses cried out to the Lord in their behalf. So he told Moses, take a staff and make an image of a serpent, put it on the staff, and if they'll look at that image, after they agreed not to complain anymore, and after they agreed to follow all the laws and rules and regulations that he put forth, And after they agreed to dress the way he wanted them to, then he might save them. Is that what it says? No. In fact, it says very clearly that those that looked upon him would be saved. There were no conditions, no preconditions, no postconditions. Just look on the thing. It's all it took. Look at it. If you had enough faith to turn your head and look up at that staff with that serpent on it, which represented Jesus Christ on the cross, if you had enough faith to do that, you'd be saved. Now listen, I want to look at that a minute, because that serpent represented the devil. When the devil came into Eve, he came in the form of a serpent, didn't he? And the word that he gave her was the poison. Amen? The word that he gave her was the poison. Do you know that you have the ability to come in as an angel of light, giving God's word through love and truth and power? But you also have the ability to come in as a serpent and your word be poison, that if people receive it, will kill them. Did you know that? And when Jesus hung on that cross, cursed is anything that hangeth on a tree, amen. When he hung on that cross, he became that cursed thing. And if the people would look up at that serpent on that cross in Moses' day, and that poison would be eliminated, nullified, eradicated. What's another word? Neutralized. Thank you. She does have a voice. Haven't heard it all morning, but I know she's got one. Praise God. Amen. Neutralized. They'd live. Can you get any simpler than that? If you got the faith to turn your face to Jesus on that cross and accept what he did, that poison or sin is neutralized. It's done away with by the love of God. See, it wasn't the brilliancy of God that took away the sin. It wasn't the brightness of God that took away the sin. It wasn't even his good looks that took away the sin. It wasn't the fact that he was a Jew that took away the sin. What took away the sin was the love of God that took away the sin. And I want to tell you something. If you learn to love people, that love in you of God will not only nullify, neutralize the sin in you, it will in those around you. Charlie talked about Stephen. Put it into practice. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. When Stephen said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do," that neutralized the sin in himself, as well as those around him that were stoning him, by the power of the love of God. When Jesus hanging on a cross, said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. It neutralized the sin in those people and gave them an opportunity of salvation. When Jesus said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him, in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, he didn't give the guarantee there, because he said, should not perish. He didn't say will not. He said should not. Why? Because he said, whosoever believeth in him. But how do you believe on him? Is when you take that belief in him and turn it to the love that he gives you. Give it to others. Because now you're showing the truth that God is love. And it is the loving God that saves us. It's a loving God that saved me. It's a loving God that saved you. My good looks can't save you. I get better looking each day. As long as I don't look in the mirror. Amen. I'm not like some of you guys out there. You can go look in the mirror and it won't break. Cameras don't even like me. I got a face for radio. Why do you think we don't have a television camera in here? We're not putting this out on YouTube, on video. Praise God. I said, praise God. Let us prove what is acceptable unto the Lord by speaking the truth, loving God, loving one another without agape love, and walking in it. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, waiting on the Lord is serving the Lord, and you cannot serve the Lord without agape love. How can you renew your strength without it? Amen. And you got to extend it to yourself too. I mean, you know, I could write books about how bad I am to me in my sight. You don't hear many preachers get up and talk that way. I know. See, people want their preachers to be their gods. That's why they didn't like you after you said you did something, Steve. They didn't like you because you weren't their God anymore. See, if you could be their God, then they could believe in you. Personally, I could give a flip if anybody believes in me. Believing in me, a nickel. 50 years ago, might buy a cup of coffee. I ain't going to do nothing for you today. Amen. Believing in Jesus Christ is the beginning of eternal life. Learning to love like Jesus Christ is the end of eternal life. That's a good place to stop. What do you think? Praise God.